He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, here we are in beautiful, sunny, warm Tucson, Arizona. December the 10th, my goodness, what a beautiful place to be. I do not miss Vancouver or anywhere that's cold and rainy or snowy at all. How about you, Trace?
Yeah, it was really funny. The other day you were wearing shorts, and I'm thinking, gosh, it's Christmas time. How cool is that? But I'm a happy camper today because we're in our motel room, and I get to do all my beauty treatments. My hair, my nails, my feet, my face, all kinds of good things. Otherwise, I look like major hardcore Mother Earth getting out of the RV.
Mother Earth isn't so bad. Natural. You know how much I like the natural look, honey. We've seen a lot of artificial synthetic looks down here in America. I would say that they are more common than not, and we've even discussed that. But it's great to be well, it's great to be healthy and strong and lean. It's great to know that we're doing it the right way. It's interesting that when you have anything done to your body that depends on surgery, you still can't put the value of the training that will do the same thing into your blood and arteries and heart and organs. That's what these people that are getting the facelifts, tummy tucks, and everything else done. They're not getting the value biologically, physiologically associated with doing the hard work, the smart work, and the consistent work. So let's get right to it. What's cooking?
Well, it's almost Christmas, and that's the time where most of us and our healthy diets go out the window. I must admit that over the years, I have planned and prepared many a Christmas dinner. I do, however, cook whole food and health in mind. But having said that, I do make the Christmas dinner a bit richer than our daily fare. But I'd like to give you a few examples of what I mean by this. So here's a few examples for our listeners, just to maybe pick and choose some of these little ideas that I do for my own Christmas dinner. Garlic mashed potatoes. So rather than just a regular mashed potato, I sauté first plenty of fresh garlic in butter, and then I add that sautéed garlic mixture to the cooked potato along with whole cream and whip until creamy and smooth. I use the real cream and the real butter. I don't go low-fat at all. Hey, let's go for it, man. And really, who doesn't love garlic mashed potatoes? They are just to die for. Everybody loves them. So there's a tip. Maple yams. Normally, you just bake or microwave the yam as you normally would. You peel, and I use a potato masher. I don't whip the yams. And then I add butter, and then I add a really high-quality maple syrup, and I stir it in. And it just gives it such a nice, mapley, sweet flavor. And the taste is phenomenal, and everybody loves it. Now, turkey gravy. I'm sure that our listeners have their own special gravy mix. What I like to do is I make my gravy as per usual, but I add sherry to the gravy. Not cooking sherry, but something like a Bristol cream sherry, a nice, rich, creamy sherry. And don't worry about the alcohol content if you are worried about this, because we have had some people for dinner who don't drink whatsoever. This is not a factor, as the gravy is sautéed for quite some time in the pan and the alcohol is removed, but the gravy is so rich and so delicious. So instead of just offering a cranberry sauce, I like to have red pepper jelly or a beet jelly along with the cranberry sauce. And everybody loves it. It's been kid tested. So there you have it. So you're offering different things, a beet jelly and a red pepper jelly. Now, you can buy these products in a whole food, health food grocery store. So these are just a few ideas that maybe you're already doing. So you can hear that the Christmas dinner is extremely rich. So what I suggest that you do is, before you have the main meal, is serve beforehand a very light salad prior to the main meal. Now serve it first, because most people, if you put it on the table, they won't go for the salad. They'll go for the really heavy, rich main foods. I like to have like a butter leaf lettuce, which is very light, with thinly sliced white onions and cut up papaya with maybe a little bit of chopped walnut if you choose. It's very with a very light vinaigrette. And this is a great start to a really heavy, rich meal. And it also works as a digestive enzyme. So there you have it.
I think my take on this, besides the beautiful taste and flavor of the foods that Tracy prepares, is that the foods are whole. They're highly nutritious. The micronutrient density is there. The overall impact of eating the food has got to be alkaline. Remember, that's the main rule with food. It's got to be alkaline. So our responsibility as CSNA students and grads and experts in the field of nutrition, health professionals, is to understand that. So that means we need to know what makes a food alkaline or acidic. Remember, it's the mineral concentration. If elements in food dominate over one, then it's going to be acid-forming, like chlorine, phosphorus, for example. The alkaline elements are zinc and potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium. So enzyme chemistry is important. The amount of water that's in the food is important. Remember that cooking takes away the moisture. And it's so easy, really, when you understand the principles. But besides enjoying food, understand that the chemistry, the impact on the body, the immune system is absolutely critical and vital and totally underestimated. I just cannot believe how few people get the connection between what they're eating and how they're feeling and what they look like. You know, they'll blame it on anything else except their own behavior. And of course, with clients on a personal level, I always discover that the struggle that people have with food is never about the food. It's always about how they feel about themselves. Yes, there is a physiology with addiction, but by far more important and powerful is your soul state, your emotional state, and how you feel about yourself. And even something as simple as laughing. Laughing is such great therapy. So we're going to move on now to the next topic, Trace. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. George Bodecker. Now, George just sent me an email with his picture on it, and I tell you, George is a sight for sore eyes. He's over 70 years old, and he looks absolutely amazing. He's ripped and cut. And it's so good to see this, you know, because it really does give us hope that it can be done, because I've heard so many times from people, oh, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70, what's the point? I could never look like that. So when we see people like George Bodecker, it is possible. Now, he's also a great believer in a positive mental attitude, and he looks in the mirror every morning while he's shaving, and he says, "Today is going to be a great day. I am a very fortunate man. I am happy, I am well, and I love life." And this is the kind of thing that we need to ingrain in our lives, is a positive mental attitude. With so much crap going on in the world today, I mean, the radio, the newspaper, the TV is just negative, 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 and all these stupid reality shows. There might be one or two that are good, but these stupid TV programs and everything's negative. We need to have positive mental protein, and our listeners have that going on. So it's really great to hear and see the good stuff happening in the world. But I just want to thank George Bodecker so much for being such a positive role model in everyone's life.
Yeah, George is the man, no doubt about it, and a great inspiration and a role model. He's got a wonderful attitude. You can see that the wellspring of his thought life is the source of his physical excellence. And the latest news is that he did have an injury that he's recovering from. It's frustrating as an athlete to have to put up with that, but he's taking the vitamins, the minerals, the herbs. He's doing the therapy. He's also enrolled in the CSNA program. The first one, of course, was the module on sports injury. So there you go, the importance of education. This guy has got an injury, he loves life, but he needs to acquire information. And then speaking about television, we heard a talk show the other day while driving the RV, and we were listening to people who do not watch television, but instead have derived a new theme in their head as it relates to going for their goals. I really think, like this one woman, for example, stopped watching television and started studying and reading. That led her to the next step of distance learning. That led her to the next step was going to university and getting her degree, and now she's a practicing consultant in her field. So how much time do you spend watching television versus studying information that relates to your well-being and health? And if you look at people, and you look at people that are not well, I guarantee that generally they're not going to be studying any information that relates to health and wellness, or they are health practitioners and fitness kings and queens and people that work in the health industry that spit out information to sell stuff, but they do not apply it themselves. And remember that health is its own reward. There is no glory in it on this planet today. People do not acknowledge its significance as a general rule. So you get to enjoy a disease-free body, sleep well, have dynamic energy, and have no pathology that is going to decimate you as it relates to cancer, heart disease, and so on. So that's wonderful. Now, let's move on. Our Highway to Health update. What is happening, Tracy?
Well, we left off in Phoenix, Arizona. We parked and stayed with Dale and Jackie Miller, our wee friends, and they like their red wine and liver and onions, so I'm always a happy camper to see Jackie and Dale Miller. We did our first lecture in Phoenix, Arizona, which was quite successful. We had a really great time talking to people and answering their questions, and I think that Corey really got a lot out of it because he's the center of attention and all eyes are on him, and people are just, the questions were phenomenal. And I think Corey really enjoys that because normally he's sitting talking to me all the time, which I am simply put, and he's technically speaking. So that was a great lecture.
Hearty har har. Now listen, I also want to tell people how this works as a business construct working with Clayton Naturals, okay? So I've got the sport line, just tinkled pink about it. It's wonderful. Tracy and I have been putting it into our bodies since the day we got it. It's great. But Clayton Naturals has an extensive database of their grads and students, and so we've been making video emails and sending them out as we move. Like, for example, Tucson, we've got a seminar this Saturday. So how did we put it together? We drive to Tucson, we find a facility, we've got what is called here locally a comfort inn, a simple basic room where I can stand up and do a presentation with a PowerPoint. And that works really, really well. Nothing fancy, just an environment for teaching. So once we confirm the facility, then I'll let Clayton Naturals know. They'll whip up a nice poster and tickets, and then I'll spend the next week to 10 days going through the city, visiting the gyms and the health food stores, meeting people. I just love it. I love the cold calls. I will walk into my home, which is the gym and the health food stores. I love to talk to people. I meet people, see new products, you name it. It's just very, very stimulating. Then we invite them to the seminar. It's education-based. I talk about our education partners that we're promoting education. And that's kind of how we try and fill the room, coupled with the students and then our own CSNA people down here in the States. Now, when I give the presentation, anyone that comes in fills out a little form, and then we get their address and their email, and then we're going to send them a free audiobook. I believe we're using Five Steps to Health. That's one of our audiobooks. So they get that just for coming, plus the information. We focus on the products. We talk about Shake and Take. I talk about Dr. Budwig and the value of the oil protein mix and how we can reduce inflammation. We get into some great conversations, some debates, some super great questions. Tracy does a little demo, shows them how to do a shake. So that's how it works. So if any of you out there want to take this idea, want to synthesize your own concept and follow through, you can get into a local TV or radio station or some advertising, put an ad in the paper, get an expert or do it yourself, do a lecture, promote your business, build your business, and that's how it works.
That's right. You heard it from Corey Hawley, the Master Blaster. Okay, a little bad news here. We had to travel back to Canada. That was my second time in 1 month going back to Canada, back and forth. We had a sudden death in the family. That was Corey's sister, Maria. Her husband died of a massive heart attack while he was on the escalator in a department store. Maria and Corey's brother saw the tape of this from the security guard, that he clutched his chest and he fell down the escalator. And I guess he was out of oxygen for about 20 to 25 minutes and he just didn't make it. And it's a really sad story, you know, because 1 minute he's there and the next minute he's gone. The last time we saw Doug was in May and he was here in Tucson and we had a heck of a good time together on margaritas. Remember that, Corey?
Absolutely. I will really miss Doug. He was a great man. He was the kind of guy that you could rely on. He always made you feel comfortable. I got along with him since the day I met him. You'd walk into his home, he'd always make sure that you had a drink in his hand. He had a great sense of humor. So he was a father and left a son named Mitchell, which I happened to spend some time with in Vancouver when we went back for the funeral. You know, it's a horrible process, but it's part of life, and we have to learn how to deal with this. And the strength and stamina that you need to have inside is part of the health model. Of course, my sister was devastated. My brother, Robbie, was his best friend. He was devastated. The kids, the family, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters, everybody is affected. Doug was 49, and even his father was heard to say when he talked about his son that he worked hard and he played hard and maybe he played too hard. And there's a lot of truth in that. But the medical concept behind why he passed away at such a young age, he had an aneurysm. And an aneurysm is a localized blood-filled dilation. It's a balloon-like bulge of a blood vessel caused by disease or weakening of the vessel wall. And in this case, it was an aortic aneurysm. So the main artery coming out of the heart, and in that artery, I guess it's swelled up, filled with blood. It blocked the blood flow to the heart. The heart then starts to die from the lack of oxygen. He passes out, and if he doesn't get oxygen and a remedy quickly, then the brain begins to slowly decay and change. And of course, they did get to him. He was defibrillated. He went to the hospital. He was kept alive on life support, but he never came out of the coma. And the family was there to watch his last breath, which I participated in with my daughter, Ruby, who also loved Doug. And that whole process was part of a healing closure that we had the privilege of participating in. So, again, a fatal reminder that if we don't take care of ourselves, we will die prematurely. And if we don't die, then we will suffer for a long time. This also happened to Tracy's brother-in-law, my brother-in-law, but he survived. He didn't die. He had a triple bypass, and he's on medication now. So not all men die, but a lot of them do. So if you know any men that are abusing themselves, not taking care of themselves, not fit, carrying around excess body fat, they are going to go down sooner or later, and it has a lot to do with genetics, and nutrition plays a role, and sleep deprivation, and stress, and everything else. So right now, Trace and I are just going through a process of adaptation and trying to move on with our lives and be there for our family. But I will always miss Doug. I really love that man, and it's another lesson in life that we have to bear and go through.
Now, one of the interesting things is about this, as I said to his friends and his wife, Maria, I said, come on, there must have been some warning signs. Nope, nope, nothing. And then I said, come on, there must have been something. Did he have shortness of breath? They go, you know, well, when you think about it, yeah, he used to keep complaining that he had chest pains. And he used to think it was these menthol cigarettes that he was smoking that was giving him chest pains. And then when he went for a little walking up the stairs, went for a bike ride, he really had shortness of breath. Now, these are telltale signs that sometimes a lot of men don't gravitate towards. It's really a low body awareness is what it is. And the healthier you get, if you're exercising, eating right, taking supplements, you have a really high body awareness. If you're not taking care of yourself, you'll have a low body awareness. So it's really important that there are telltale signs. If something's not working, if your body's not happy, it's going to turn the volume up. And it's really funny because people would say to us, well, didn't he live the Holly Health way? I'm surprised that he wouldn't live your way. Well, let me tell you, my friends, that a man is not without honor except in his own home. Like a lot of our family and a lot of our friends do not live our lifestyle. They think that we are freaks. But, you know, there is a little bit of truth to that. We are a little bit freakish. Our kids are all into it because they've lived with us, which I can't ask for anything more. But, you know, mostly our family and friends just, they do it a little bit, but they're not consistent. And consistency is key. It unlocks the door to health and longevity. And then I got some more bad news. Boy, I tell you, Ruby was on a skateboard. Those darn skateboards, I just do not like them. She cut her leg on the skateboard, going down a pole on a skateboard. Yes, on a pole. And she cut her leg, and she had to get 10 stitches. And I wasn't there, so I'm feeling horrible that I'm not there with my daughter. And if you're a mother and a father, yeah, our listeners, you'll totally understand what I'm saying. I was just beside myself because I am such a caretaker when it comes to my children that I just want to be there for them. But she's taking, I guess, Tylenol 3s. So I told her, when you're taking Tylenol 3s, the Tylenol 3s will constipate you. She said, I don't really care because it's too much pain. But I said, that's fine. Take the Tylenol 3 right now for a couple of days, but make sure that you take high doses of vitamin C. Take your oils. Take your protein shakes. Do what you need to do because you will heal much faster. It'll help get rid of the inflammation. Make sure you ice your leg. Make sure you raise your leg. And she was like, thanks, Mom, for all the tips. So even though I'm not there, I can still help her and I can still phone her a couple of times a day. And my girlfriends, my best girlfriends, are phoning her and seeing how she is. And through this just care and nurturing through myself and my friends, she's going to heal much faster.
Right on. And you have to have faith in the healing mechanisms. Remember, the body heals itself if it has all the raw materials and if it's not impeded. One more comment about Doug. I think that it's important for me to understand that it doesn't matter whether you could be the nicest guy in the world, which Doug was. He's the nicest man I've ever met, and yet he's dead. So you can be a super nice guy. Like, we've met some fantastic people, extraordinary people on this trip, and they are so nice, but they are really, really sick. And it's because they're not managing their mind. And the mind is critical, because when you manage the mind and the mind is right, then the outcome of the mind management is the body management. Everyone's trying to do things on the outside, and it's all about the inside. It's your state of mind. That's what drives, motivates, and propels us to do the right things. We conceive and believe, and then we achieve. Okay. So our last and final topic, Tracy, what you reading?
Oh, this is a sad subject here, but a good subject. I am reading, or have read, The Glass Lake by Maeve Binchy. It is a 700-page paperback book that my girlfriend Hazel passed on to me, because I asked her when I went back to Vancouver. I said, oh, I need a good book to read. She goes, read this. And I looked at it and I said, I'll never get through that thing. But she said, geez, it's a really good story. It's about people and their attitudes and what they're thinking in their head and how they relate to other people. It was set in 1952 in Ireland and also in England. And I used to live in England for several years of my life. And some of the roads and some of the stores I recognized in the book. And I just couldn't put the book down. To tell you the truth, I think Corey was getting a little bit jealous of me and my book. And I'm sorry that it's over. And I'm just wondering if any of our listeners, when reading a really good book, that you're sorry when it ends. It's almost like you lost a best friend. And what's really interesting is what my mother used to say, God rest her soul, is when you have a good book, you'll always have a friend. and I tell you how right she is.
Awesome. Remember that reading is part of the key, the acquisition of knowledge. You then metabolize, digest, and process that, and using the conceptualization power of the brain, you reason within yourself, with your own self-dialogue, to make the necessary changes, or to stay on the same path, or to come to the crossroads and turn right or left or go straight. And this is the function of life. We have purpose, we have objectivity, we move forward, we stay well to achieve our goals, to achieve some level of satisfaction and happiness through creating, through the natural designs of our body. And with that being said, Tracy, what is your final word?
My final word is by Alexander Pope. Who dies in youth and vigor, dies the best.